The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton rolled down Manhattan and the rest of the boroughs to some easy wins and, of course, outside of the island, all over New York. In New York State presidential nominating contest, oh, what a Tuesday it certainly was. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, right from the get-go, we have one of my favorites, Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News, to really put this in perspective for us. Bob, big wins for Trump and Clinton in New York. What does it mean?
Well, Kate, nice to be with you. And this is a biggie. Tonight is seriously a turning point. Of course, Trump won big. If you look at what's ahead, this is going to be a Trump April month. This is giving him momentum. By the way, he didn't say Lion Ted tonight. He said Senator Cruz. You kind of see a new Trump. Plus, he reshuffled the campaign. He didn't fire Lewandowski. Lewandowski got through the worst of things. But he's rearranged the deck, and he's hired some experts. He just hired Don McGahn, who is an old guy around the Republican National Committee, et cetera. They're going into convention mode. So he's restructured his campaign. He didn't do what candidates do. He's got a campaign problem. It all falls apart. He just moved through it. And that's an important point. What's ahead for him? New Jersey, West Virginia. Okay. I can't see a Cruz victory. Here's the bottom line of this entire ball game. California. Oh, that's where the gold is. Because if he comes out of California and he's got a nice win, he's getting, you know, into a large vote, I think he walks into convention potentially at 1237, but more likely at, let's say, 1175, all right? And he needs 1237. What is his first book, The Art of the Deal? That's where he cuts some deals, and he may actually make first round because he cuts some deals with delegates that are freed up at that point in time. If he doesn't, he's still ahead in the ballgame. Now, I'm not saying, Kate, it's done, but wow, what a turn this has taken. And Ted Cruz, look, John Kasich beat him in New York tonight. Remember Cruz said, hey, if you give me one-on-one, what do I do? Well, you know, John Kasich beat him.
Yeah.
Now, on to Hillary Clinton. This is a whole different dynamic. Sure, she won. She won big. Bernie's not going to stop. Bernie Sanders is not going to quit.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders is going to go all the way to the convention. So what does that mean? He'll have influence, right?
Well, he will, but here's the big part, I think, of this whole Clinton-Sanders thing. Tonight, the Clinton campaign said, he has to decide, is he going to act like a Republican, you know, doing these, saying these things against Hillary Clinton? But Bernie's got a movement behind him that he just can't stop. And so I think it is going to be, I don't think he's going to get the nomination. I think Hillary Clinton really has to have a heart-to-heart with herself and decide how she reacts to Bernie Sanders, because if Bernie Sanders people stay home, and it's Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, or John Kasich, either one of those three are going to be president of the United States against Hillary if Bernie's people stay home. So this is, to me, more important of how Hillary Clinton approaches all of this versus what states she wins from here on out.
Yeah, interesting. You know, they did an exit poll, 72% of, which they always do, 72% of the New York Republicans want the primary winner as the nominee. That's what they're saying.
Right, exactly.
Not surprising.
And for Trump, like I said, this takes, you know, a completely different look now to it. And Ted Cruz will have a okay, you know, Ted Cruz is banking now on Indiana in May. You know, he's banking on Washington State, very conservative. Let's give Washington State and Indiana to him. There is still California where, I don't know, I can't imagine Ted Cruz beating Donald Trump in California. They're just not that type of Republicans out there.
Here's a couple of interesting comments that were heard around the water cooler, we'll say, or outside of the balloting. Trump Jr. said the delegate system feels like communist China, while Congressman Pete King said, I'll take cyanide if Cruz is nominated. What do you think?
I'm I know Congressman King well. He might not take cyanide, but he might, you know, try to throw a punch at Ted Cruz. Yeah, Ted Cruz just has some enemies. I don't think this is done, but wow, you know, the delegate system, and I know Trump's upset with Wyoming, et cetera, but he will move on now because Insight is a good April, and he California, that's it. California has got to be the Trump fixation because that is what is going to take him into that convention.
Yeah, boy, it's really interesting. And here's the big question. Do you think because of everything that's happened that we've talked about now for the last couple of years, let's face it, do you think we're going to see a super big turnout on Election Day in November?
You know, what I'm hearing from all of my friends both sides is I'm not going to vote. No, I'm not going to vote. I think it's going to be huge, to quote Trump. I think it's going to be a major turnout. I don't believe people saying, well, you know, if Trump's the nominee, I don't vote, or if Hillary's the nominee, I don't vote. I think at the end of all of this, the level of maybe disgust is going to be great, but the level of turnout, I think, will be large because people are going to want to stop one of the other, depending on who's running against each other.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with you. In the meantime, back in Washington, you know, it's politics as usual. The Supreme Court, as you know, a couple of big things are kind of in their wheelhouse, but still we have no replacement for Scalia, and there hasn't been any movement. Do you just think that that's how it's going to stand, and whoever becomes president next, because of the politics of the day, is going to ultimately have that turn to nominate somebody, and see if they get approved?
Well, I think it's going to turn out that way, Kate. But I will, you know, give a warning to the Senate Republicans in races like Rob Portman of Ohio, Senator Kirk over in Illinois. You know, some other races, there's five critical races. This thing is bubbling to the top about not even having a hearing on nominees. Of course, once they have a hearing, it's hard to stop anything. So I think it's going to remain lame until after November. But I think the Senate may pay a price for this. The Republicans may lose a couple of seats potentially over this issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob Ney, always fun to have you on. Thanks so much for hanging late with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, so you heard what Bob had to say. What's your two cents on all of this? 855-266-5283. I loved his analogy. The gold is in California. So, wow. How about that? You know, Trump's convention manager is saying, listen, there's not going to be a second ballot. So now the conversation is turning a bit without a question. The, you know, is the outlook for Trump, is it still murky? Is it ask again later if we had the magic eight ball and we were shaking it and asking the question? I mean, this is still a big New York win for Trump and for Clinton. But what is the power play? Is it really California? I think Bob makes a great point. What happens in California when you think of what's at stake and the craziness of the delegates and how every single state is different, how they count? Certainly, the Golden State plays a big part in this. I mean, and how far will the Republican establishment guys go to stop Trump from getting that nomination? That still is the very big question. We're going to talk about that, plus floods and earthquakes. Oh my, the people in Ecuador and the people in Houston have something in common. I'll tell you what next.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight. Said your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight. Breaking.
Regrouping, talking about what just happened in New York, plus some of what I think is horrific of what is happening to people on the suffering side. Mother Nature can be so cruel. And when we talk about cruelty, boy, the people in Houston, Texas has gotten smashed with massive amounts of rain and certainly flooding in a lot of areas. But it seems that Houston has gotten it the worst. I mean, we're talking about now they found yet another person who has died as they go about searching. This sixth person was found more than a foot of rain. I mentioned this in a previous show, but you had a reporter that actually saved a man from some of the floods that were overtaking him while he was doing a TV live shot. So good for the guy for helping. But boy, it is unbelievable the amount of rain that has come down and what it's done. You think of all the rivers and the bodies of water that are in that area, Houston and San Antonio, etc. So it's the sixth person confirmed. The Houston mayor, Sylvester Turner, said, "There's nothing I can say that's going to ease the frustration. We certainly can't control the weather." And that's it. Can't control Mother Nature. Flash flooding and a 50% chance of more were possible on Tuesday, and everybody was clinching, just praying that was going to happen, because 18 inches fell in 24 hours. Scores of subdivisions flooded. Most schools closed. Houston's Metropolitan Transit resumed service midway through Tuesday. Most highways were finally opened again, but it's bad, and it just depends on where you are. They call it gumbo, meaning soft soil. So they've got this soft soil and this big population boom. They've turned empty-ish kind of pastures into housing developments all over the suburbs, and it makes it very vulnerable to high water. Understanding it better makes sense to me now as to why people are in the situation that they're in. So the question is this engineering? Could they have done something better? And they say, really, no, not unless they had talked about some kind of alterations, maybe 35 to 40 years ago, because they don't have adequate green space for water runoff, or some of them do, but not all of them do, and this is part of the problem. So the planning of this and the sustainability, boy, oh boy, the damage from these flash floods. You know, this is a city that had 90,000 people last year. It's a major cog. So you've got people wondering, boy, we are so vulnerable here. We are so vulnerable to this weather because of what's going on with the no floodplain and all this excess water. So Houston, the worst. We move from the floods to what's happened in Ecuador. While you were sleeping, it wasn't too long ago that Ecuador was rocked to the core by a deadly earthquake. And they're still digging out from this earthquake. Rescuers are just racing to find survivors from the quake, or they were. And it was so much worse than originally thought. As we took the show to Ecuador, you know, we went to Guayaquil, and we were in a couple of different other areas. So what happened is they say it's one of the strongest earthquakes in decades, and it's flattened towns, killed at least 433 people. People that were trapped. There's been people that have been trapped underneath rubble. And they've rescued them, which is amazing. 36 hours. There was a story about a guy who was trapped for 36 hours. The quake over the weekend, Saturday, 7.8. Wow, 7.8. So you got teams all over the place looking for dozens of people that are still missing. You know, they have one city there, Manta. There was 50 rescue workers with trained dogs, hydraulic jacks, and they managed to free 8 people trapped for about 32-some hours. They were there stuck after a shopping center collapse, but the amazing part is they rescued them. How amazing is that? That's the best word I can use, that you've got these people that survived. So that's why the rescue was so key to get there as fast as possible. The U.S. is sending a bunch of experts, and they're sending 100,000 in assistance. They've just tried to, you know, the president of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, has spent the last couple of days just touring these flattened towns. And he said the quake had caused $3 billion in damage and 3% of gross domestic product. And rebuilding would take years. It's just going to be an incredibly long, long battle. And, you know, Ecuador, as we found out in our trip to Guayaquil, is one of those places that's the haves and the have-nots, certainly. So it's not a country that really gives a leg up to the super poor in that area. And that's a scary thing when you think of these makeshift camps and whatnot that are now in these other neighborhoods. It makes the plight of the super poor, I think, even worse for the country of Ecuador. So keep them in your thoughts, and the people of Houston too, because it is rough sliding in both of those areas. Absolutely. We move on from that and talk. We're going to talk more about what's happened in New York and the significance of New York and the fact that Corey Lewandowski stays in the Trump shakeup and that Trump's trying to change things around. I won't say some of the imagery, just, you know, the staff changes. It's kind of what happens when you get this deep into a campaign. We really see it with everybody. But these are big, big wins for both Clinton and Trump. And how wild would it be? I know we've talked about this before. All seriousness, if it comes down to Trump and Hillary Clinton, I mean, can you imagine two basic de facto, well, he's a New Yorker and she is a sort of New Yorker, adopted New Yorker, that are going head to head? Would you have ever thought this up? And the answer is no. You would not have thought of this. If I said, what do you think is the impossible candidate? You just wouldn't have said that. You wouldn't have said, oh, I think one day we're going to see Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Yeah, they're going to be, for their respective parties, they're going to be the nominees. That's who we're going to see crash up against each other and then let the voters sort it out. I don't think so. I don't think this is what we would have thought. I said to someone the other day, or actually they said to me, they flipped it around, you know, those great what-if questions. What if anybody that you liked could run? Who would you pick? Who would you pick? I jokingly said, Captain Obvious. And the answer is, what I think we should see in a president, I don't know. I would have to, I know whoever it is would be somebody who wouldn't run, because it wouldn't be a political person. I can tell you that already. Not somebody who's part of the system. I don't think so. I think it would be somebody who's an idealist, somebody who is a uniter, but not afraid to say, this is how, you know, this is what's happening, and I'm not backing down, and I'm taking the heat. If it's a screw up, it's me. And whether or not I have, of course, I have the cabinet around me, and this is just one branch of government, but I'm going to take responsibility. I like those people. I like the loyal people, the people who stand up, the people who are authentic, the real authentic, not the fake. Ooh, we like authentic people. And I'm not sure who that would be. Would it be someone from the business world that I respect who's reached out beyond traditional business? Maybe. A real innovator? Maybe. You may have even a better answer. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Time to talk numbers. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. There's a lot of numbers to talk about, honestly. And I looked at a couple of different ways to do that this time around. Let's start with the elections, right? Because 2016, the path to the wild and crazy conventions in Philadelphia and in Cleveland are going to look like this. When we talk about delegate count, Trump now up to 840, Clinton 1,862. So here's the scoop. That was heading into this. Now, once we throw in New York, and Donald Trump had 60% of the vote, so that was a good thing. Remember, he needed more than 50, really. He needed just over 50 to not have some of the delegates go back to the rest of the crew. So it's a numbers game. He's pulling closer. What's really interesting is that Trump won, or looks to win officially, almost all of New York's 95 Republican delegates, easily beating Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. 60% of the statewide vote is good. So the billionaire could win all the delegates if his eventual vote total remains above the 50%, which is, that is pretty much where we are. You know, you still have some finagling to do where you're like at 99% in. But, you know, it still comes down to, geez, we're so close. You know, the voting in New York had crazy irregularities. More than 125,000 people missing from the New York City voter rolls. That's disturbing. The city has about 4 million voters considered active for the primaries. And the New York City comptroller, Scott Stringer, ordered an audit of the city elections board after it confirmed the names had been removed from voter rolls. He told the board in a letter it was consistently disorganized, chaotic, and inefficient. It is absurd, and I agree with him. It is absurd that in a city like New York, they can't get this thing right. Are you kidding? And then you look at the delegates for Clinton, and the, you know, she's got the lead of 244 pledged delegates over Sanders. It makes him impossible to overcome that deficit and capture the amount needed for the nomination that would allocate the delegates proportionally based on the state's results. So it's Hillary and it is Donald Trump. Donald Trump tweeted out at the real Donald Trump, "Thank you, New York. I love you. Hashtag make America great again. Trump 2016. How about that? So, because all news breaks in the Trump world on the Twittersphere. If he were president, I think they'd have to comb through his tweets before he would be able to tweet them out. So, yeah, you know, with over 60-some percent, that's absolutely huge, needless to say. And the same thing for, you know, for Clinton when you look at the counts. They're there. You know, they're at 90-some, 94, 95, you know, percent. I do think the voter stripped from the rolls is crazy. I do think some of the cockamamie ways that they come up with these, devise these plans to come up with delegates is insane. And what do the exit polls show in New York? And these are numbers. Exit polls show the moderate Republicans turning out. So how about that? Moderate Republicans and staunch Dems were the ones that were out there doing the balloting, you know, leveling their ballots to make them count. And I think that shows something. And just let me give you some numbers there. So roughly one in about three quarters of Republican voters said they identify as Republican, a little more than the average of 68% who identify that way in other states. 83% of Democratic voters say they consider themselves Democrats, a measure of party loyalty only topped in Nevada, South Carolina, and Mississippi. How about that? Only 23% in these exit polls for the Republicans identified themselves as very conservative. So far less than the average of 35% in other states polled during their contest. Also, as we bounce around, Hillary Clinton won the support of women 61%, non-white voters 67%, and Democrats looking for an experienced candidate, that was the question, 90%. Trump won 68% of Republicans who wanted someone who could bring a change, 84% of voters looking for an outsider, and convinced 56% of voters he had the best shot at beating Clinton. So there you have it. By the numbers, a little bit more on New York and what that looks like. Let's put it that way. What does that look like? All right, let's pop around to something else that's happening in the world besides, believe it or not, numbers and getting closer to the convention, as I mentioned, and the importance of results, because we're in results season. How about this sad story about the Taliban? Oh, yes, they're alive and well, attacking and killing 28 and hurting more than 300. You know, so much focus is on ISIS. Trust me, there are others. Dozens were killed in Kabul. That's where the attack was. I saw a little bit of video from that area, and it was, of course, horrific. It seems that we have seen before an explosion. The cowardly, deadly way out, a suicide maniac, and that's exactly what happened. And so 28 people were immediately killed. And some of the victims were women and children, because, of course, they don't care if they take out children, don't care if they take out women. It's about making the statement. And a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives in a private parking lot behind a compound, destroying the back wall of a building. A second attacker entered the building who then went into, who then died rather in a gun battle with the security people they had on the grounds 2 hours later. So certainly holding them at bay. But the first one blew up the, blew up his car on the gate of the department, and then the other attackers went in and started shooting. They said there's just tons of gunfire everywhere, you know, everywhere you looked. And there were a lot of people in a state of shock in Kabul. Once again, another sad day. Parents running to the doors to take their children, get them, you know, the schools were in the explosion area, get them out of the way. And in fact, the commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said such attacks were just a sign of Taliban weakness, and it shows the insurgents are unable to meet Afghan forces on the battlefield, so they have to resort to terror attacks, and that's why they did that. And that's what that shows. But it doesn't help the people, because the people are the innocent victims who are just going about their everyday life, and this is what you live with. This is part of the deal that, oh, we're not winning on the battlefield, then let's just make a statement. Who are we going to throw the grenade on? And that's it. That's what happened. The suicide attack, by the way, was near the U.S. Embassy, so very close to the U.S. Embassy. All right, how about this one, motoring into something else that has to deal with numbers. The Air Force is blaming a crash that killed 14 on this goggles case. So this story, somebody actually sent to me, and it may be one of the stranger, sad stories, but stranger stories that I've read recently. So this C-130J cargo plane killed 14 people in Afghanistan, remember, back in October. It's being blamed on the misuse of night vision goggles case. They did an investigation. That's what they found. The flight crashed 28 seconds after it took off from Jalalabad Airport near the Afghan-Pakistani border. On October 2nd, it was heading to Bagram Airfield, and initially the Taliban said Islamist fighters had downed the plane, but the military thought that they doubted that almost from the beginning. And sure enough, the report revealed the circumstances. It was a harmless but deadly mistake. A small hard shell night vision goggles case. And see, so people were killed when the plane hit a guard tower. It was nasty. And when the plane was on the ground, the pilot replaced, when the plane was on the ground loading and offloading its cargo, the pilot placed the goggles case in front of the cockpit yoke, which is used to steer the plane during flight. So the pilot put the case there to prop up part of the plane's tail to help the loading team deal with some tail cargo. And the goggles case was never removed from the cockpit yoke. Yikes. So during the first seconds of takeoff, the plane's nose started to pitch up too far. The pilot tried to adjust by moving the yoke forward, but the goggles case blocked the yoke and didn't realize it. Oh, my gosh. And as someone who has flown and flown a plane, I can imagine, I'm talking about a small plane, I can imagine how it's an awful, innocent mistake, but how deadly it would be. So they said it was a responsibility of the pilot and the co-pilot to remember to remove the goggles case, even though it wasn't on their checklist before takeoff, which, of course, that makes sense. But there were a few captains that were killed as a result of this, and very sad, guys in their 20s in the service who unfortunately were part of this horrible accident. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way down the lane as we sprint to the finish line here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Books barely down the street, the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Before we bite the dust for this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, how you doing? So, I call this segment a little of this, a little of that. You know, kind of like when you're cooking and somebody doesn't really have the directions, the recipe is a better way to say that, the right recipe. We just put a little of this, put a little of that. My mother used to say that to me all the time. Anybody can cook if they just follow the recipe. But I sort of disagree because I think some have the magical touch and some try hard, but they are just not quite as good. And she was a good cook, so I think she didn't give herself enough credit. I do think there is definitely a science to that. So in this edition of A Little of This and A Little of That, how about the, I mean, there is just some crazy stories out there. Beyond the pale sometimes. I mean, seriously. Beyond the pale. I'm not talking about feats. I'm talking about just some crazy, crazy, crazy things. So let me give you a few of them. I was looking at this story and it made me think of this because of the danger of how much we need water, but then of course the dangers of water and how we protect ourselves from having water interlope into our areas by blocking it off with dams and whatnot. And I saw a piece It might have been on CNN or Fox. I don't know where it was, but one of the websites I was perusing. So I'll give them both credit for it when people are looking around to do stories. And they did a story on the on a dam, and they said it's the world's most dangerous dam, and it's the Mosul dam. And they say there's only one of the two bottom outlet gates that's functioning, and it spits out water in this white churn. And the Mosul Dam is considered the most dangerous, or certainly one of them. They said it was completed in the 1980s, and it was considered a necessity. Turkey was building its own barges further upstream, and the government of then President Saddam Hussein feared they could cause a water shortage. See, it all comes back to water. Think how, when we want to trace things, money and water. So almost 2 miles, they say, and they say it's 371 feet tall. So it's Iraq's largest hydroelectric dam. It produces power for thousands of homes, but they have constant problems. It's built on this soft gypsum rock, which erodes. So underground repairs, that's what they're constantly doing to make sure this thing doesn't basically explode on them or implode on them. And they've got these machines that drill boreholes that have to be filled with concrete, grouting, of course, which happens daily. On average, about 2 tons of concrete are pumped into the boreholes that line the 1.4-mile stretch of the dam where they're seeing those repairs that are needed every single day to solidify the foundations. Can you imagine? And I was thinking, the Hoover Dam is fascinating. If you ever get a chance, put it on your bucket list. Vegas isn't all about cards and craps and crazy no clocks on the wall and any act you possibly want to see. There's also the Hoover Dam that's there, and it separates. You go on the dam and you see Arizona and Nevada, which is cool, the two different time zones. But if you take a tour of the dam, wow, it is freaky. It's freaky how they built it, and to me, that looks like, of course, in the movies, it constantly is exploding. But to me, it looks like, with the sensors and everything, how just, if a dam falls beyond a certain level, if it fails, what that means. And this dam, what's happening there in the Middle East, boy, it is frightening. And imagine, with all of the various terror networks, if one of them got a hold of some of those weak parts of the dam, that would be one way they could really get to the people. So in a little of this and a little of that, when you think of dams, and if you've ever toured any, and I think in the United States, you know, to me, the dam to tour is definitely the Hoover Dam. I used to take people there all the time when I lived in Vegas and would take the tour, and I thought it was just so unbelievably fascinating. But that dam there in Mosul is incredibly, wickedly weak, and that could be a game changer, period, in the Middle East. Really, really could be. All right, boy, oh boy, we hear about these bear attacks, and it's removed from my mind, other than hearing about them, talking to people in Alaska or other places. But the latest is this bear mauled a professor, mauled a professor was a brown bear. They say it was a brown bear that got to this assistant professor on a mountain near Haines, Alaska. And boy, I'll tell you, you're out in the wilderness, and there is that possibility of, what do you do? You think, you know, you're a good hiker, you think you know what you're doing, and you feel relatively safe, but you know, this professor, Forrest Wagner, was with a group of students and teaching assistants. They were running a mountaineering class on Monday when he tangled with a brown bear, you know, that got near him. No students were hurt, but they were evacuated when the bear who had cubs was seen again. Troopers say that a student hiked into cell phone range to report the attack. They rescued the professor from the mountain through the helicopter. They flew him to intensive care in critical condition. He's listed in serious condition. So, he was mauled pretty darn badly. And we'll see if he survives, but he's with all these students. And luckily, nobody else was hurt in this. But the Alaska Department of Fish and Game say a biologist is planning to interview the students about the attack when they get to Juneau so they can find out more and help in these situations. Because, you know, you had about 11 people or so that were, you know, that were there. And, boy, this is a guy who was Mr. Outdoors. He was at the university since 2006. He teaches rock and ice climbing, backcountry navigation, glacier travel, mountaineering. You're serious, dude, if you're doing that. So he knew what he was doing, but what happened with the bear, something spooked it and it went after him, and who knows what those, you know, more of those details, but very, 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 I think it's very, very scary, let's put it that way. We started the show talking about the election and the results, and in case you just tuned in, you're saying, why is she talking about a brown bear attack and all that other stuff? So the big news is, no shock, Trump wins huge in New York, all over New York, so forget the divvying up the delegates, and Hillary Clinton wins as well, wins big enough, both of them taking their home state. Now it's on to other greener delegate-rich pastures, and the biggest one probably being what will happen in California, because California is going to be California is always big because of the amount of delegates, and now the way this is playing out, probably even just a little bit bigger. I think the nonsense that happened in the primary, the ridiculousness, is the people who were on the rolls who didn't count. They had about 125,000 people missing from the New York City voter rolls, and they had other problems with what they call irregularities. How about, yo, get it straight, okay? Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.